When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Welcome to the Haters Press Conference Podcast. This is the first place, some say only, where you can hear football's leading managers' press conferences in full.
Hi guys, James and Des here at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. We've just finished off in Andrew Postecoglou's press conference after Tottenham's 3-2 defeat to Arsenal in the North London Derby. Postecoglou was very annoyed with his side's set-piece defending, which led to two of Arsenal's goals.
Disappointing. Disappointing day for us. It was a big game for the club, for our fans, and we didn't get the outcome we wanted. So, obviously this is very disappointing.
How do you look at things kind of as a bigger picture, especially with two about set-pieces in the past? But can you see maybe more of a trend now over the course of the season, the amount of set-piece goals the team's conceded?
Yeah, no, because it's understanding where you are as a football team. And, if I thought fixing defensive set-pieces was the answer to us bridging the gap, then, I'd put all my time and effort into that. But it's not where we're at. For us, it's about... we're not as focused on the details of not just set pieces, a lot of moments in games where we don't sense that, you give the good opposition the time and the space to do things, and they're going to hurt you. And, I think they maybe had four attempts on goal in the first half. They scored three. So I don't think it's just about one part of it. I think it's a bigger, broader picture than that. But our defensive set pieces for those first two were very poor. So, but there's a lot more than that to fix.
What did you make of the performance overall?
I don't know. It's like I said, it's disappointing. The outcome is disappointing. We wanted to win today, so for our supporters, for the club, but we didn't do that. So, whatever I think about the performance, it's still the outcome that you kind of sits. On you. I think our general football was good, was decent. I think we controlled the game for the most part, but we know that. We know we're a team who can do that. It's about us now, not now, but over the course of time, trying to get from where we are to where we want to get to. And to do that, we're still not, as we're laser focused on the details, the small things that get you from where we are to becoming a team that contends. And credit to Arsenal, they're there now. They're a team that does deal with the details well, and we don't.
What are those details?
Mate, they're thousands. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and it's just the little things that you can't give time and space to good opposition, and you can't make decisions or lose focus on any given moment. So, even the transition goal, we were sort of focused on a decision at the other end when we should have been thinking about the danger that was at the other, potentially the other side.
One positive, what did you make of Christian Romero today?
Yeah, he was outstanding. He's a World Cup winner, and, I just got to get some of what's in him into some of the others.
And can I ask you about that decision before the transition goal in their box, and if you've seen it, and what you made of the tackle?
It doesn't matter if I saw it. What matters is that, as I've said all along, games are not refereed at the stadium anymore. They're refereed somewhere else. and no one will convince me otherwise. It's not even re-refereed, it's refereed somewhere else. It's why I don't celebrate goals anymore. I've got to wait for somebody down the road. So I just don't think referees in the stadium anymore have that authority they used to make decisions. They just go, you know what, I'll just wait till see what the bloke down the road thinks. And it's a shame, I don't like it, but it's here to stay, and well, I've got to accept it like everyone else.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.
If you like what you hear, please remember to subscribe or follow and leave us a positive review. It really will help us get to more grounds around the footballing world. You can also follow Haters TV on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, and our wonderful website at haters.com. Thanks for listening.